Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead and put them on. No time to waste. It's Dead Prez Hour. And I'm rolling up that sour.
Hey, hey.
Matthews!
Hey, Mr. DJ. Turn the motherfucking tables off, nigga. Ho ass, nigga. Get the white man dick out your mouth. What you spinning? That bullshit. Red, white, and blue flag waving ho ass, nigga. It's the RBG connection right here. We about to put it down like this on your bitch ass. For all my soldiers in the field, keeping it real, holding that steel, knowing what the deal. DPs, RBG love. Turn off the motherfucking radio, the mixtape. Right now, get focused. Fuck the police. We riding. It's official.
Six four six four seven eight 3313. It's Dead Prez Hour. Let's go.
To all my heavy hustling, struggling, revolutionary, gang banging, chain ganging, tune your frequency. I refuse to be a stereotype in your box. Never wanna try to be something I'm not. I'm just a nigga from the block. If you got it twisted, stay blowing on green. If you got it twisted, on up. DP's giving a fuck. RBG'd up and some gangster chumps. Throw your fists up, homie, if you know what's up. All my comrades putting in soldier work. We rolling dirty with it. Fully dedicated. So real that the radio and never play it. But that's cool. The enemy's supposed to hate it. Freedom ain't gon' come till we regulate them. That's why I'm in the dojo. Not just for the video. Really though, we really got beef with the popo. Never know when they gon' put you in a chokehold. This is for you new niggas hoeing. For the radio.
Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio.
People's radio.
Yo, hang up. That's police.
What's on the radio? Propaganda, mind control, and turning it on. It's like putting on the blindfold. Cause when you bring in the real, you don't get rotation. Let you take over the station. And yeah, I know it's part of their plans. They make us think it's all about party and dancing. Yo, it might sound good when you're spitting your rap. But in reality, don't nobody live like that. You wanna know what kind of nigga I am? Let me tell you about the nigga I'm not. I don't fuck with the cops. Platinum don't mean that it gotta be hot. I ain't gotta love it even if they play it a lot. You can hear it when you walk the streets. How many people they reach? How they use music to teach a radio program and a figure speech. Don't sleep, cause you could be a radio freak.
Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Radio.
People's radio, you on the air.
I got a fat chain, I got a fat whip, I got a fat.
Nigga, get off that bullshit.
Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweakers. Turn up your receivers, we banging off the meter. Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweakers. Turn up your receivers, we banging for the people. Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweakers. Turn up your receivers, we banging off the meter.
Freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DP, dawg, we got that heat, dawg. People's radio, on your stereo. For the ghettos and the barrio. Freak, freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DP, dawg, we got that heat, dawg. People's radio, on your stereo. For the ghettos and the barrio.
Y'all gonna get blackballed.
Nigga, what? Nigga, get these blackballs. Eating your man.
We ain't going nowhere.
RBGs. Know what I mean? It's war. Know what I mean? Yo, stick. I mean, shit be real on
war.
The block. Pigs be out there, occupied army. RBGs, it's a takeover, not a makeover. Yeah.
The cops stop you just because you black, that's war. Run you through the system for your prince, that's war. When they call my hood a drug zone, that's war. Slumlord charging you for rent, that's war. Why they so rich and we poor, that's war. If you young and black, you sell crack, that's war. The White House is the rock house, that's war. George Bush coming out his mouth, that's war. Chilling on the corner with your gang, that's war. Popo do the same damn thing, that's war. When they murdered I'ma do the yellow, that's war. Marching in the streets is a strategy of war. Knowing self-defense is a strategy of war.
soldiers try to link with other soldiers in the war. Revolutionaries got to know the art of war. War, what about hip-hop? Use that. Matter of fact, fuck a rap battle. What about a gap battle? Let's take it to the beast and see which cat tattle. Is it Kiss versus Beans or P versus Ho? What about y'all real niggas against the 5-0? This is M1, DPs, don't you forget. Cause you can talk, 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 but that don't mean shit. I ain't gotta pop your top to see where your brains went. This rap shit is way bigger than entertainment. It's the people versus the pigs when it all go down. It's not pop versus big, it's who's getting the power. And power ain't money, dog, it's self-determination. Like taking hot and making it the real people station, that's war. Know what I mean? Yeah. Rap war, whatever war. You live a fast life, more or less, more so, it's still war. Dead Prez, the People Radio. Yeah. Get down, get down, get down. RBZZ, B.I.
Hey, yo, go ahead and fix your face.
Time. I'm tired of struggling, dawg. I'm tired of struggling, dawg.
The system ain't gonna change unless you make it change.
The White House is the Rock House. Uncle Sam is the motherfucking push man. What I gotta do to make sure you understand? On a beat by Timbaland, what I gotta do? Kidnap a lyric, take a melody, make it relevant. Hold a harmony hostage to these people army verses. Stack the arms in the churches, bombs in the purses. Just when you think it's calm on the surface, we bomb on the first. I'm a target nervous every verse. Revolutionary curse words. First come, first serve. It ain't no lost love. Freedom costs blood. That's word to the mob bird, nigga.
You need a revolution. You need a revolution. To make all changes.
Wanna know, come follow me now. Diabetes and sickle cell, even mad cow. Wanna know how I can stop these cops from killing. I can feed these hungry children. I can stop racism, a product of capitalism. I can unpack your prisons and turn religion back to reliving. I can stop the blood from pilling. Caps in the crypt from pilling. Back, so cussing off track. I can stop the war. To the black hood, send the money right back to the Pope for showing. If you with me, nigga, let me know. Let's go if you really wanna know.
RBG's off in this thing, they hip to the game, get it off the chain.
AK, stay busy. Let's go.
Yeah. Know what I mean? Fulton and Washington.
Soldiers.
St. James.
Riders.
This right here is going out to all them people right there struggling for their motherfucking rights. It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. Started organizing in my late teens. Malcolm X and Huey P, who I wanna be. Marcus Garvey on my wall. I was just a young G, thought I'd been through it all. Fucking with Popo, used to stay locked. Trying to get my aim right, learning how to shoot a Glock. Way back, used to rock the Army green field jacket. We was known for that. Remember that? It was about breaking the law. I never thought the movement would make it this far. Yeah, it's been a long fight, but we alright. Time to get free, blow up like Cincinnati. No joke, I remember saying don't vote, fuck that. Freedom of death was my quote. Revolutionaries like Little Bobby, George Jackson, Geronimo, and Bun G. We getting free like we said we would. Liberated territory in the hood, and it's all to the good. And if you don't know, now you know, soldier.
We know very well who we are. We are African, goddamn right we are. We say a few, but we are genetic. So let's get free, and we can all have happiness.
P-Y-G-O.
Call me.
No, 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 no. it's code red. If you black, we need green. Know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, hit me. Michael Jackson, Bobby Whitney, hit me. Magic Johnson, we need about 50,000. Hit me. Dr. Huxtable, help us build a hospital. Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, hit me. Michael Jackson, Bobby Whitney, hit me. Magic Johnson, we need about 50,000. Hit me. Dr. Huxtable, help us build a hospital.
Track right here is crazy. Talk to my revolutionaries out there.
A nigga need food. You got to have food for your health and clothes. Here to keep a steam for yourself, son.
Talk to the old ghost.
The labor rest when you stress over life. Cause it's strife and ain't no God. I feel the wet your heart creeping. Vicious is the wind, which is life when it's deep without a meaning. A tripe scene and screams, niggas fiending. The pipe dreaming, some be seeming like the only way to keep breathing in the slums. But nothing comes, and keeping funds is like dreaming. My situation, no solution. Even the young become demons. Where I'm from, shit is unyielding. Something like 300 million gun wielding. Black rats trapped in one building with low ceilings and no feelings. Cutthroat villains, dope dealings, and glossy eyes with villains. Sunken faces and powder traces. My people slaves for the basics. The powerless devouring in a matrix of politics, pimps, and glass pipes. From gun blasts to flicking off blunt ass to cash heights. The fast life where the have not rule. Stick and grab plots, toting tools, make a last spot for jewels around the world. We stay stuck in captures, shackled, and crack the sky homes like castles. I figure the only way this nigga got to go is grab plot and look for liberation. Shocking cap staff.
A nigga need food. You got to have food for your health and clothes. Get to keep a steam for yourself, son, shelter. A place to lay for rest when you stressed over life. Cause it's strife and ain't no God gon' help. You need food. You got to have food for your health, for your health.
It's a great finale, then. Yeah, that's how it started. Oh my, come on, get up.
Yo, I was born in a storm, hearing gun claps for thunder. See my childhood peers catching years in the numbers. I wake up from hunger, try to lift the stress that I'm under. How I made it this far makes me wonder. You in a fight for your life, for basic human rights. Can't afford the booming prices, it's economic crisis. Life is a sacrifice, I'm down to my last bag of rights. They forcing us to live like laboratory mice, like fucking laboratory mice. That's right, you wear the camouflage, but do you choose to live the soldier's life? I said before, this is a war, not a play fight. Taught to be a slave from the womb to the grave site. Some of us even share the views of the Canaanites. Trying to be white, but they gon' lose in this game of life. So dead that, I tie my dread back and scheme. Put a star on my red, black, and green.
A nigga need food. You got to have food for your health and clothes. Here to keep a steam for yourself and shelter. A place to lay for rest when you stressed over life. Cause it's strife and ain't no God gon' help. You need food. You got to have food for your health and clothes. Here to keep a steam for yourself and shelter. A place to lay for rest when you stressed over life. Cause it's strife and ain't no God gon'.
Alright, what's going on here? The 30 minute hour, I'ma bust y'all heads open like I always do. I'ma continue this crack going.
Show don't need them dick suckers fucking with me right now, bro. I'm my motherfucking mind right now, bro.
It's all to maintain soldier life mentality. If it be a tragedy, why you come and help me? Don't slam it down and grab me just to put on handcuffs. Shot me with resistance when they told me throw my hands up. It's all to maintain soldier life mentality. If it be a tragedy, the white folks coming after me, or slam me down and grab me, just to put on handcuffs and charge me with resistance. When they told me to throw my hands up, just cause I'm a black man, push a 2G lack, and mouth full of goes and my neck and wrist frozen. They label me a drug lord, supplying a third wall. When I only put some ghetto D with math P in my tank, dog. Money in the bank, dog. Them haters don't like that. Bitch, this ain't the slave days. Us niggas gon' fight back. You crackers took right that. All up in the magazine.
say the same thing. You can call me racist. Black man in this white world. I'm sick of seeing sellout niggas married to these white girls. Knowing they the enemy. Can't never be no friend to me. I just get my dick sucked, nut in their mouth instantly. They ain't nothing but freaks, yo. You feel that's what you need, though. While you off at work or something, she fuck one of your people. Now you want to kill something. Pull off you with OJ. If you ain't got the dream team, then you ain't winning your case. I get up all in your face and call you a straight house nigga. I know you gon' press charges on me with my pistol off in your mouth, nigga.
Here's all to maintain. So the life mentality. If it be a trap, the mic will come and house me. Gon' slam me down and rouse me. Just to put on handcuffs and charge me with resistance. When they told me throw my hands up, here's all to maintain. So the life mentality. If it be a tragedy, then white folks come and house me. Gon' slam me down and rouse me. Just to put on handcuffs and charge me with resistance. When they told me throw my hands up. Black man kill a black man, cool, they love that. Black man kill a white man, they sentencing him to death. White man kill a black man, then scream about self-defense. Break it down to manslaughter with all of the evidence. Ever since I've been here, been nothing but sin here. I done backed about the game just to pursue my career. So I'ma say this loud and clear. Motherfuck the white man. Ku Klux Klan talk shit, but they don't want to start shit. Niggas today ignorant, fencing my left generation. Squeeze triggers with no hesitation. Flying to Canada on vacation. Rapping is my occupation, but I still ride with my pistol and drop the top low low so I can feel a wind blow. Pull up on side of white folks. Smile, show every goal I got. Smoking on some sticky ticket, but y'all like to call it pop. Young black man calling shots. Middle finger to all the cops. Suck a nigga dick, pulling your Glock out for a traffic stop. Here's all to maintain. So the life mentality. If it be a tragedy, then white folks come and house me. Gon' slam me down and round me. Just to put on handcuffs and show me with resistance. When they told me throw my hands up. Here's all to maintain. So the life mentality. If it be a trap, the white who's coming house me, gon' slam me down and rouse me. Just to put on handcuffs and charge me with resistance. When they told me throw my hands up, they're all to make pain. Throw the light mentality. If it be a trap, y'all know what they gon' do.
And these niggas out here talking about a nigga hating on them. Fuck you talking about a nigga hating on you. Bitch ass nigga, you know who hating on you? The DA and the judge hating on your bitch ass nigga. The police and all that type of shit, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? A nigga hating on you behind a hoe.
A real nigga banned the pistol out of his man.
Shout out to all my peeps on Twitter, I see you. And we ain't going nowhere. Got 11 minutes left before we just really jump into this shit. Y'all don't know about the dead prayers, but now make sure y'all get real acquainted. Know that. Like Valerie Plame and Bob Novak. It's your boy.
Dead prayers. The cool. People army. Where the G's at? Come on. Fuck the police. Hey, y'all ready for this shit? Y'all trunk. Y'all ready to get this bitch crunk?
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to get the bed up by now.
It's cool.
Turn the system upside down.
Goggles on.
Honestly, I'm against this government. I ain't got to cover it up, that's what I meant. Sick of paying bills and I'm sick of paying rent. Seem like I work all the time but don't know where the money went. And the funny shit is we supposed to like this shit. But all y'all politicians could bite this dick. It's a war going on, the ghetto is a cage. They only give you two choices, be a rebel or a slave. What you do, I'm a bell. Like an ulcer in the belly of the beast, staying true to it. Since my whole street days in the blue Buick. Niggas been fighting so long, seem like I'm used to it. Now what y'all know about how the cool do it. Truth fluid, boots put the funk to it. Ain't nothing to it. This is for the G's all the way to the bay. From Frisco to Oakland, all over LA. You got to get up.
Alright. Got to make Justin McGowan, I see. Lord Jugs.
Speedy Vegas, Anthrax, E, M1, Dick Manson, Dead Press, DJ Foodles, Nick Cass, Nick Keon.
This fella pissed, yeah, never been a snitch, yelling one paper from my homeless dish dweller, yelling fuck up acapella, my shit bumping acapella, my lyrical quotes, I never dealt the bank tellers, we didn't call it off, we all been off, Molotovs and bricks, Mr. Bailiff, you can put that in the transcript, fuck your motherfucking patty wagon band flip, some sew it off, I prefer hand grip, quota, you know we stronger than a 3-day notice. Pay or quit, it's more of us than the lies that your mayor spit, I'm on some, I hate the gamble of the player shit, if you a have or you a have not. When you run out of bullets, grab rocks. Cause the prison don't slam lock. It don't open when your fam knocks. Let you rich and half stop. Fight the power like a motherfucking Zulu. It's the coup plus the new Mammoth Tulu. So raise your hands in the air like you're born again. But make a fist for the struggle when you're born to win.
Up right now. Turn the system upside down. Don't let you're supposed to get the bed up right now.
Turn the system upside
down.
Andre Ortega doing 100, I see.
When I
oh, yeah.
Whoop, I be ducking them hoes. I can smell a pig coming, so I stay on my toes. On the low from Popo, so fuck the whole lease. Cause peace to me is loaded under my seat. And I know power, respect that, so serve and protect that. I'm young, black, and just don't give a fuck, try me. Grilling you right back, you better drive by me. We the people on me is known to get rowdy. And even if you a friend of the blue, you can get it too. Snitching is never forgettable. This hell we live in is never forgivable. It come down to DP in the coup. Remember Huey, Bobby Hutton, George Fred, and them. Fucking Popo. Local state fed and them. You better choose your side. Crip, blood, 415. It's one team. Get up and let's ride.
Turn the system upside down. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
Get Straight Raw Radio. What's good? What's good?
Yo, yo, what's good, son?
Yo, who we got?
Yo, how are you, yo? I just saw Dead Prez on there, you know what I mean? I want to know, did you play These All the Times, kid?
Not yet.
Ooh, if niggas don't understand, if niggas have not heard that track, that shit is from 19. I actually met these niggas. That shit is from 1995, and they predicted damn near what was going to happen last year with this whole crisis, all that bullshit. That shit is
shit.
These are the times that tribe niggas souls, population control, they waste the time chasing gold, they have to mortar your mind, they want your nation as a whole, time to take off the blindfold, Novus Ordo Seclorum. That's the shit, son. You got to rock that.
Yeah, I'm going in on that. Where you at right now?
I'm in North Carolina, in Charlotte.
Damn, like that?
Yeah.
What's the weather like out there right now?
It's nice, you know what I'm saying? It was like 65 degrees today, man.
65?
Yeah, man, it's nice weather, man. All
right. So what you think about Dead Prez, that whole little movement they got and all that?
Yeah, Dead Prez is official, man. They you know what I'm saying? I like them because they promoting something that's authentic. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They really promoting one, being self-sufficient, being a scholar, you know, eating right. I mean, they're promoting all the right things. And it's unfortunate that they don't get the airplay because, you know, there's an agenda for character assassination for black men. You know, so that's why you see all these fucking dumbass rappers going to jail, because they want the youth to think it's cool to go to jail for a year.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And they're not promoting none of that shit. You know, so. Yeah, I mean, like, I topped it up with them back in 98, 99. I saw them in a show down in Charleston. And this is when they first came out with the hip hop, when they had the beat. And what they tried to do was switch their style up a little bit, not necessarily about what they're talking about, but switch their beats up so they can get more people to listen to it.
I was going to say, it's a lot of heads that ain't never heard of them. Like, I was telling them motherfuckers all doing a Dead Prez hour tonight. They're like, Dead Prez? I'm like, damn.
Yeah, but Dead Prez, I mean, like I said, enough said on them as far as their whole movement is about, like, you know, they really are, you know, they say that they're not quite that political, but they really do get involved in the grassroots level, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think they supported, I guess, a Green Party candidate, someone from, like, one of the alternative parties. So they basically, they definitely about the right things, you know what I'm saying? But, like, when I met them back in, like, it was like 1999 when I met them. They basically said that the reason that they changed their beats up a little bit was to try to get more people, because, you know, the whole, because that's right around the time right before the crunk music really got, I mean, a big play, but, you know, there's still kind of like that phase in hip-hop, you know, 97, 98, 99 is when, you know, the Big Willie shit was still out there, and then the Down South shit was there, but that's when your JT Money's and your Trick Daddy's came out, so the beats in Atlanta was still, you know, was really popping off, so the beats were starting to change a little bit, and that's when they came out with that hip-hop. And you've been listening, if you hear how they was rapping, you know, if you listen to These Are the Times, they sound like some straight up, you know, some straight up niggas from the hood, like out of Brooklyn. And then the second track that came out, they sound, you know, they originally from like Florida, from like Tallahassee or some shit like that. And they sound more like, you know, down south niggas when they was rapping on the second time. But I think they lived in Brooklyn for a minute, you know what I mean? Well, one of them is from Florida, at least one of them is Florida, but like I said, they changed the shit up just so they could probably get more people to listen to what they had to say, even though the beats, you know, is what they was more listening to, where they was hoping maybe they could capture more people. But the imaging that they promote and everything, like they dropped a joint this year called Summertime. Did you hear?
Oh, word? Nah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Summertime. Nah. Oh, it's just hot. It's, you look it up, it's a sample they use from Teddy Pendergrass. Come on home with me and go to my place. Come on home with me. Come on home to my place.
Oh, yeah.
They use that sample and freaked it, yeah. Doom, 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 doom. Matter of fact, if you want to play on the show, I could probably, I don't know, can you attach files and send it to someone?
Yeah, you can send it to my email. And I'll drop it tonight.
Yeah,
all right,
you ready? Yeah, give me a second. Let me go to my Gmail, because that's the only way you can get it, because Gmail can support big files and shit. So
don't matter. However you get it to me, I can chop it and throw it on there. All right, so what would you categorize Dead Prez under? Like a Talib-type rap or what? They got their own lane or what?
Yeah, they're in their own lane. They're more so, like, Talib says things kind of like in passing with, they're very distinct about what they're talking about.
Okay.
You know, like, and if you listen to that shit, These Are the Times, clean the pieces. Me and my niggas don't believe in Jesus. You know, and the niggas are talking about basically they don't believe in the modern religion. The way the song says, the television's got eyes, the modern religion, there's lies plotting the collision worldwide. You know what I mean? What's your email? What's your email, son?
COZE25@AOL.
Now AOL be tripping, son. Just letting you know when you send a big file like that. So hopefully it'll download for you. But I'm attached that joint right here. I wish I had These All the Time. That's one that I had that shit on tape, and I'm so mad. That shit is hard to come by on audio.
I'll play it in the next 10 minutes for you.
You got that joint? Oh, no doubt. Sure.
I'm about to lay shit. After see on the show, after the first 30 minutes, I just get all exclusive with interviews. I got some wild Dead Prez interviews with niggas talking about Obama, just crazy shit.
Yeah. Let's see.
So, yeah, you need to send me that one joint though.
Yeah, that's the newest joint that just came out. Summertime.
Yeah, we get that on there.
You know, it was folded. I think it was my iTunes. Was it iTunes? I'm not a computer dude like that. I'm one of the niggas that I never did.
So how long you out there for?
Well, I've been in North Carolina for about 7-8 years.
7-8 years?
Okay. Yeah, it'll be 7 years and 3 months, yeah. So I moved here in September of 2002.
Mm-hmm. Where you moved from?
I moved from, actually, I was living in South Carolina before that. You know what I'm saying? I was staying down in Columbia. I was in the military. And I went to college down there. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually was in the Coast Guard, so I wasn't going to shoot nobody, kill no babies and then that shit, but I did do
cool. They ain't send you overseas or nothing?
Yeah, but you know, we was on a peacekeeping mission. Our mission was very much a peacekeeping mission.
We supposed to go on a peacekeeping mission in Iraq.
Well, when we went over in the Coast Guard, like when we went over there, we basically were, because it was a big white boat, it was supposed to represent peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Like when we actually went and docked different places, it was just basically we would do a lot of diplomatic engagements and shit like that. So we didn't do any warfare. Yeah, we didn't do any of that shit. Like, all we did, in fact, the only thing we would do is some type of port security. So to make sure nobody would sneak any contraband on and shit like that. But other than that, we do that.
Ain't ever popped off?
No. Nothing popped off when it was over there. It's just iTunes folder, iTunes resources. How the fuck do I find that shit?
Huh? I said, yo, they're gerping with the folder, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to find that shit. I know when you go to my computer. Okay. Downloads. Summertime.
Are you looking for it, or you got it on your computer already?
No, I got it on through iTunes, so it's on my computer. But I'm trying to figure out where the folder is at, if it's like in my, as a separate, because I have a download folder.
Right.
So everything
goes
to the download.
There's a shortcut you could do for that. Just pull your iTunes up and play the song, and then find that song while it's playing, and drag it to your desktop. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
And then when you want to send it, when you go to look for it in attachments, just click it and then click desktop and the song will be right there.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Let's try that shit.
That should be the one on there.
But I guess here you were terrorists for the U.S. and it's okay. Yeah. Try to make us think we crazy, but I know what they do when they trying to put us back in slavery. Check it to get on welfare. You gotta get your fingerprints. Go there. You gotta do eye scans to get the benefits. Now they got them cards to swipe. Ain't no more food stamps. Summertime. All
right, find it real quick. I'm about to play this track. Yeah, see?
That's that shit right there. So now you said take that.
Take it at him. Yeah. Hey, hold on, fam. Just stay on the line. I'm about to hook something up real quick.
Okay.
All right, this is Straight Raw. This song right here is called These Are the Times. Special request. Shout out to my niggas from the 803 for the call in. I'll get right back at you, fams. Shout out to all my niggas on the 916. Due to knowledge on this song right here, it's getting real deep. Good looking on the request on this song though, too. Who's up here sleeping on this shit? Light your piffs up. Pour you a shot or something. For real. Zinder, I see you. Hyro. Straight Raw Radio. Fix your face.
Yo, it's a beautiful day, and everybody's feeling wonderful. The ladies is out, looking fly, dressed comfortable. I love to wake up and feel the breeze through my window. Flip on a fatigue, grab a Dutch and roll some rosin with these days like these that make life so much easier. Still starting out, getting stout, and the people walk the block at my leisure. Summertime, it's like an anesthesia. So many pretty things to preach up. It's
greenery, beautiful birds, natural scenery, or even just the drifting in the sky. We be forever pumping on the fly, but telling jokes in the ride. When the weather be hot, everybody be outside having fun, eating fresh fruits and vegetables and good food. Put me in the mood for a festival.
No.
My dude in the 904 and my dude in the 803. I got you. Hold on.
Yes, we can. Perhaps more than any candidate in history, Barack Obama has seen an impressive array of celebrities line up to support him. Many of these figures are flying into Denver to cheer on Obama, as they have with high-profile advertisements. The Brooklyn-based political hip-hop group Dead Prez was not among those artists invited inside to perform at the DNC, like Kanye West, Wyclef Jean, and Black Eyed Peas. But the duo of M1 and Stickman is here in Denver, performing at rallies and evening political gatherings, and they seemed right at home among the crowds in the Denver streets.
Their political objectives are limited, and we know that they are surface. We're looking at a government who's a paper tiger and someone who wants to participate in a paper democracy.
What do you make of this major embrace, as it seems, not just of hip-hop, but the whole entertainment industry of the Obama camp?
It's lack of understanding, a lack of political clarity, you know what I mean? And it's marketing, you know what I mean? It's like Barack is hot. He's right now, so throw him on your jacket, you know what I mean? And you know, it ain't really deep, you know what I mean? It's just people riding the wave, you know what I mean? That's what hip-hop is being used for, is, you know, to sell products, to sell to us stuff down our throat that might not necessarily be good for us. So some of the hip-hop people, you know, who do hip-hop, and this is our culture, we have to speak from the vantage point of people who want real power, and hip-hop is part of that. Barack wouldn't even be in the position he's in without the support of hip-hop, you know. And
So are you guys going to vote?
Hell no.
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Okay, cool. Who are you going to vote for?
I mean, I'm voting with my art. I'm voting with my participation in rallies like this. I'm voting, you know what I mean, and raising my son, you know what I mean, to recognize the truth about this system. I'm voting in so many ways, I ain't even got time
to vote
for November.
I'm voting for Mumia Abu-Jamal. Free them all. Feel me.
Free Mumia.
Joined with the protesters as they defied orders not to march directly on the Pepsi Center.
Ready? What's up with it, dude?
Peace, man. What's up, man?
Yeah.
You know I'm riding with you late night, man. This first question, man. You know what I mean? Feeding my brain. The last thing I do before I shut my body down, feeding the brain, you providing the food, and I'm eating with you.
Yeah.
And I'm eating with you.
I know you're rolling with the dead prayers, man.
Yo, trust me, man. You know what I'm on.
Alright.
Yeah, I was listening to the dude in North Carolina, though, man, to hear what he had to say, you know what I mean? I'm checking him out.
Yeah, it's cool. He was, he put me up on that song that I just played earlier.
Yeah. I got it for you. Well, you got it now, but I didn't want to interrupt your conversation, but I was going to say, I got that for you. And that album with the Summertime, that's the one he put out with Green Lantern. That's the newest one. I got that for you, too, yo.
Okay, yeah. Slide that, because I got to take it from this whole show. So if you got them individual, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called A Pulse of the People. He put that out with Green Lantern. It's the latest joint.
Did they put a whole mixtape out with Green Lantern, or just that song?
Yeah, the whole mixtape.
Oh, shit.
The whole mixtape is really like an album, but it's mixtape status, but it's the album, Pulse of the People. It's got that Summertime on there. It's got a couple of joints in there. They actually did something different with the music. Music-wise, the message is still the same. It's still just as potent, but it's trying some new things with it as far as just the music itself. But it's still DPs, still political, still powerful, still RBG. It's good, yo. I got that for you.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna need that, man. I'm gonna need to get you in the lab ASAP, anyways.
Yeah.
Talking with the EPs, huh?
Yeah, man. I caught him when it was at Colonial 2. You was there?
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
I wish I would have got some interview shit. I wish I would have been on that type of shit then. Shit would have been.
You know,
crazy.
It's been great. I was in the back smoking a port with them niggas and shit the whole time. I got there with them, you know, pumping this black memento on them, let them know what it is. But he checked me out, though. He's like, yeah, I like that black memento. But, you know, they had, he's like, what's up with the brown and black memento? It's love, too, you know?
Yeah, okay. So they're some, like, laid-back niggas, huh?
Yeah, very, 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 very. It's like I was chilling with you, my nigga. It was a regular shit. No hype, no nothing, you know what I mean?
Just like men. Regular just conversation. You forget niggas on the show or something. Okay. Yeah, that's what we do, man. Yeah, if y'all don't know, man, this is my man Keon right here, man. And he holds
peace
me down.
Peace, Black Memento, Cali Africans 916, Revolutionary Raptivist.
Yeah. All right, with me, my nigga.
All right.
What's up with you, fam?
Y'all right here, son.
You good?
Yeah, I sent that joint. Did you get your email?
Nah, I'm about to get it right now. I was playing a joint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check your email, kid. I sent that sometime joint to you, you know what I mean? Put that joint on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, them dudes, like I said, you know, they really, if you want to think about it, they really took the torch from Public Enemy and took it to a whole nother level. And the thing is, because of the way that the media outlets work right now, there's a bitter lack of diversity on what you hear, because they want you to hear certain messages and see certain things. You know, like the music is getting so dumbed down to the point of, you know, you could come out and say anything and not even really have any major talent, you know, as far as...
Or substance. Business. Shit. You could just be out there and say, wow, some baby
exactly.
shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you when, I hate to say, I'm not going to say this is the downfall of, I mean, because they're not even in rap, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when motherfucking Teddy Riley came out with a song called Wizzy, 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 Wizzy Wow.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck was that? You know what I mean? Or niggas, you know, saying na 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 on a track. Nigga, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
fine. Yo, let me take it back to Big Daddy Kane. How the fuck you get a record deal? Take it back to Kane. How the fuck you get a record deal? That's why.
Yeah,
that's
but like you said, it ain't about skills or substance no more. It's, you know what I mean? It's about a gimmick. And if you know what I'm saying, anybody that's listening that ever went to business or anything, you know about marketing. And, you know what I'm saying? You can't really market this shit that we on, you know what I mean? This dead press shit. How they gonna market that to somebody?
Here's the thing. Well, they could. This is the funny thing about it, right? When on the one hand, right, they talk about, you know, for instance, the fact that they want to promote certain values. They want, you know, certain things to be in place. So, you know, what they do is say, you know, we defend in the freedom of speech, the Constitution, all these different things. But the people who own and run most of these major outlets, they happen to be, for the most part, they happen to be white, Caucasian males, and in many cases, Jewish, that run these large entertainment firms. And they basically allow this material to be put out. Now, the other side of that is there is an appetite for it on our end. But if we, I guess my question is, if you starve out, for instance, the material, then I guess the only way that material gets out is through the streets, you know, to start printing up their own joints and, you know, printing up their...
Yeah, but that's what it is now. I mean, they don't play videos no more. They play reality shows on TV. The motherfuckers don't break artists. You don't... The rap game ain't popping. Unless you're
exactly.
independent, got your own movement, ain't shit popping.
Exactly.
Unless you with Weezy and them niggas.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, what they discovered is that you have to give away a lot of your content. They give away a lot of their content because they've already made their money. They're making their money off tours. And what
right.
they do is they link the people to, like, their brand. They form a brand to give people. They give away a lot of stuff in order to get people to be loyal followers and, you know, buy their clothes and movies and other merchandise, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep this shit popping, man. Keep motherfuckers tuned in and spreading the wave. I'm glad you called in with the knowledge on the DPs, because a lot of motherfuckers don't really know the whole science on it. You know what I'm saying? So we good, you know what I'm saying? And my dude said he got that track.
You know, that song, for real, people need to really study the words in that song, man. Like,
yeah.
It is almost like it's almost to the point where it's like you would almost say they're prophetic. They're prophetic because when I met them back in, it was 90, it was 99. I'm going to tell you how I know it was 99 because 98 I graduated from college. And
Word.
It was right before I was getting ready to deploy out to go on my tour. That's when we went overseas. And it's right before I pulled out. And when I met them, I was telling them, I was like, yo, man, I was like, I was really feeling that song. He's like, yo, son, I said, we made that in 95. He said, niggas ain't. He said, they won't be ready for that for probably a decade, is what he told me. What he told me back in '99, Stickman. He said, "Yo, you get ready for that shit." And this was, and he said, "We wrote that shit in '95," and niggas still wasn't ready. He said, "Niggas still wasn't ready for that shit." You know what I mean? And, and if you listen to the words in that shit, he talked. They described basically in a nutshell the events of what had happened. You know, over the past say 2-3 years, they described that shit in that song.
Yeah, I'm going to have to play it back for these dumb, defounded niggas that don't really understand what's going on with this shit, man. This shit is heavy because you ain't really allowed to say shit, certain shit. Like, you can, but you get that media blackball. Once you get to popping certain shit, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers will cut you off real smooth. And it's up to people like us to keep it popping because you ain't going to get no Dead Prez Hour. No radio station. I don't give a fuck where it is. They might play a few. They might sneak a few Dead Prez songs in. They might play that Mind Sex and some other shit. But they ain't going to play no real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Because if you awaken, it's something that was said, right, at the end of that movie that Michael Moore made in 2007 called Sicko.
Okay.
And it was something that this real old, like, white guy from England said, right? And it was a very profound statement. He said, when you have a nation of people that are educated, are healthy, and their basic needs are being met, you can't just do anything to them.
Right.
Think about that. You know, in a country like France, for instance, the motherfuckers will get in riot in the street if you try to take away a federal holiday from them. Straight up. They got in the streets, and them niggas were like, yo, y'all not taking this holiday. And it wasn't even a real holiday. It was just some shit like, it was some bullshit like, it was like some St. Mark's Day.
Yeah.
Fuck that. We ain't working on that day. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
You know, they take niggas, young know, when niggas was talking about laying people off, the niggas took the fucking president of the company hostage.
Huh.
Okay? That's how they get down over there. You remember the French Revolution? People don't ever start either. Remember what the fuck they did during the French Revolution? What they did with the aristocrats? They killed all the motherfuckers, the entire noble family.
Killed them.
Yeah, people don't understand. Get your history books out. They take niggas hostage. They kill niggas. Right now in France, right, they've rated the number one healthcare system, and they have a needs-based system. So, you know, if you're making money, then you pay a little bit more. If you're not making money, then you don't pay as much. But everyone pays a little something. But it's not going to bankrupt you if you don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They go to college for free. Okay?
Yeah.
So they got a very educated population now. What people will say is that the people I know that have been there, there's some people who say unless you come there already with, certain level of education and professional acumen, it'll be difficult for you to ascend. So, for instance, here you can do certain things, and it may be a little bit more, really simple, it'll be mobile, but they have a better social safety net. Like, an employer just can't fire you. I mean, they have to come up with a real good goddamn reason to fire you. And if you get sick, they still got to pay you. They got to pay you damn near 60-70% of your wages. A woman, she can take damn near a year off of work and get a full day.
Damn. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. But the reason we have what we have is because people are walking around like zombies and they're scared of the government. The government should be scared of you. So we got the game fucked up. And that's what, you know, it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of people that no matter what you try to show them or tell them that, you know, sometimes it may be too little too late. And the only thing you can do is
cause, they sheep, man. You can't really, for real. You could pop shit to them, then they get to, like, y'all, you talk too much. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker know what you're talking about. But it's a few warnings, man. You can't just keep fucking, that old school saying, leading a nigga water. You can't do that, man. You give them motherfuckers a few times, and then, because they lost already, you're going to fuck around and be lost with them.
Yeah. I mean, and you got to, and the people that who potentially are at least open-minded enough to listen, you give them tidbits here and there.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, you don't try to, it's like you don't try to feed them an elephant in one sitting. You have to give them bits and pieces of what they might be ready for, like something that's near and dear to everyone's heart, right? Talking about money, right? They've even broken, they're probably even broken down to how the money works here. It's fake money. And when I told someone And I showed them a video on it and how our money works and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a female, and she's like, that's how our money works? Oh, that's some bullshit.
Like, give me the quick overview of how money works for the people that's listening.
Well, basically, we work in a fiat money supply. So what happens is, it's fake money. It's based off fractional reserve banking, which was invented primarily. The reason that the Jews are, the people who call themselves Jews are maligned throughout history is because they actually invented the banking system as we know it. So the whole concept of fractional reserve banking came back from, you know, before the Middle Ages, where, you know, the people who came from out of the Caucasus Mountain region and the Khazars, primarily the Rothschild family, they were goldsmiths, and they actually had gold vaults. And what they started doing was they would take people's gold and they would give out promissory notes. Well, they got smart and they said, okay, well, if I can give out two times the amount of promissory notes as there are gold, then I can make money off the interest. Well, some people got smart, and so what they tried to do was go in there and try to basically do a bank run. But they were smart. See, the gold was still in the vaults. And so it was like, you know, when they came with the pitchforks, what are you talking about? Your gold is right here. But what they didn't realize was that, you know, they were giving out this fake-ass paper currency. You know, so on the onset, it was an honest exchange because, you know, gold was heavy. It's hard to, you know, to lug around. So they came up with the promissory note concept, right?
Damn.
And then from there, they perverted it. And, you know, over the centuries, you know, Amschel Rothschild, he had the five sons who basically went out and, you know, went to Britain, went to France, Germany, and, you know, established central banks all throughout the world.
Okay.
And so our Federal Reserve is based off the central banking, the European central banking concept. I mean, think about it. We fought the Revolutionary War to become, you know, independent of the crown, but we actually fly the same colors of the Union Jack, red, white, and blue. And then we have a bicameral legislature, right? We have the Senate and we have the House. The Senate and the House is nothing more than the House of the Commons and the House of Lords from England. And the only difference between the President and the Queen is that the Queen and they split the Queen and the Prime Minister. One is the head of government, one is the head of state for ceremonial purposes, and combined into the presidency.
Hey, yeah, I'll be watching that House of Commons shit. When Tony Blair used to be on there, they used to be grilling his ass. Like, they don't have that type of... They have it out here, but it's like, set up like different.
Yeah, the president, you know what I mean? The president, you won't find the president in Congress. You might see the vice president in Congress to break a tie on a vote, but you typically won't find the president there. And, in fact, he's shown a little bit more reverence, a little bit more deference, except for when that guy screams on call and say, you lie. But the thing is that, you know, that his office as president... It's treated with that type of respect only because, like I said, he represents the head of state and head of government. So that's what the main difference is. But back to the money situation is that we basically, you know, we print, you know, money based on the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. It's not based on gold. It's not based on any commodity. So it really doesn't have what's called an intrinsic value. The only value is, like I said, the credit and faith of the U.S. government. But if you look at the dollars over the years, they've changed, and it says, you know, this Federal Reserve note is made for all debt, public and private. You know what I mean? So basically what they're telling you is that, you know, whether it's a public debt, right, meaning the government, or private debt, they're issuing this currency, right? But it really doesn't have anything to stand on. And just like, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank, they'll openly say this, that they don't have a balance sheet. They have unlimited authority. They can create money in an unlimited fashion. In fact, if they wanted to wipe the debt clean of the United States government, all they would have to do is basically issue enough bonds and float them out, and they basically can wipe out debt and do what's called monetizing the debt, Well, what happens is if you monetize the debt, make enough money available in the system, you would have inflation on par probably with what they have overseas in England, where, you know, now gas is costing you $12 a gallon, some shit like that.
Damn.
So that's the only reason they didn't do it. Yeah, because England's got some ridiculous, because you look at how high their taxes are. You know, they get almost 40% of their income is taken straight out of their checks.
Damn.
You know what I mean? They don't have a voluntary tax system. It's just straight taken out of their check. And if you're self-employed, you're giving up at least almost 40 to 50% of your income. Now, they make more money, you know, in terms of, you know, the British pound is worth $1.50 or $1.60 compared to the U.S. dollar, but still. It's just wild expenses over there. You know, it's not uncommon. You go some places overseas where, you know, like I said, a loaf of bread might cost you $6.
It's just crazy, man.
So, yeah, our money is absolutely worthless, dude. Our money, you might as well take that shit and light that shit aflame.
Huh.
Because it's all electronic credits. Most of your money right now, only 3% of the actual money in our money supply is actually hard currency. All the rest of that shit is digital credits. When they want to create money, they punch in some numbers in the code in the system, and they wire transfer that shit. They don't take money in trucks. That shit is just for show.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but usually they taking money and they burning that shit because it's out of sequence because of the numbers.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's on the bills. After a while, they basically end up getting rid of that money, taking it out of circulation. But like I said, it's all smoke and mirrors, man. It's all bullshit. So, like I said, the money that people work so hard for, if they understand how this shit really worked, they wouldn't work as hard as they did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, but they
find
a way to work smarter for it. They wouldn't work harder for it. They'd work smarter for it. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, well, you opening up some eyes tonight on that shit, man. That's what's up. That's what we do. It's a straight raw radio segment, man. Exclusive 30-minute hour. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man. So you want to give a shout out to my dude?
Yeah, I want to give a big ups to all my peoples and North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, back home in NY, the BX, Harlem, Brooklyn, all that. You know what I mean? My niggas in Jersey. You know, all over. You know, I got love for everybody. You know what I mean? I'm one of the niggas I got love for all the coast, Midwest, all that. You know what I mean? So, got love for people in Milwaukee, Chicago, Detroit, all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what it is. Well, good looking, my dude. Keep calling in, man. Hit me up tomorrow, same time, man. We politic and build on this shit, man.
All right, kid.
I'm a dude.
Easy.
You know, it's a lot of artists that say they're part of a movement, but then it's very rare when you find artists who are a movement unto themselves. The first time I ever heard these brothers, it was a beautiful day. First song I heard from them was a song called Happiness. It's some of the downest brothers you will ever meet. They make me feel like I'm in high school again. I'd be wanting to be down with them so bad, whatever I could do. Cheerlead, mascot, I got y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my brothers, my comrades, Matulu, M1, Stickman, Dad Press.
RBG. Look. Yo, you expect me to vote for the lesser of two evils?
Never.
It's more like the evil of two lessers. That's like saying, M, choose your oppressor.
Pick one.
Jeffrey Dahmer or Hannibal Lecter. You want crack, coke, Pepsi, or Dr. Pepper.
They all fucked up,
but neither one of them better. Because crack is like a Democrat,
cocaine Republican.
Marijuana, independent party,
same
government. You really think your vote counts? Ask my folk down in Florida, didn't they straight throw their shit out?
Yep.
And the crackers act innocent, knowing they depend on this. Benefit from hush money from big businesses. Money is the president, dead prez, dollar bill, and I bet no convention ain't spending this.
Mm-hmm.
Soon they gon' need us, believe us. When these cats pick rappers to be political leaders, don't be pawns, be low,
leader LeBron.
Run up on them arm like motherfucker, it's on. If Congress can't make progress, let's change the process.
No more time running for office. Talking like that, these crackers will call you crazy. What's crazy is, ain't no difference in me and Jay-Z. The same boat brought us the same place from slavery, so you rock the same chains anyway. Baby, baby!
Good knowledge, man. Shout out to all my peeps, man. Straight Raw Radio.